Price Kent Jr., Yard McKent Jr., Night Guy.
Horse looks outstanding, going really well. Good jockey. He'd probably be our best chance of the day, I'd say.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
But away comes Night Guy. He'll win again here at Geelong.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. Racing at the Nursery Champions today. And I'm sure there's some precipitation somewhere wider because it seems to be raining willy-nilly here in Victoria at the moment.
Well, it's just a question of when it comes, because when it comes, it's going to come, and it's going to be here for quite some time.
Right.
Hopefully, it's after the races today. I wonder what Bernard Hopkins can tell us, who is the track manager at Bendigo. Bernard, good morning.
Morning, guys.
What do you reckon? When's this rain coming? When's it going to hit Bendigo?
Yeah, well, they're predicting around midday, so as you said, hopefully it holds off until later in the day, but they're talking starting at midday and getting heavier as the afternoon goes on.
Yeah, so how much, I mean, I know it's always hard to predict, but how many mils are you expecting?
They're talking up to 40 mils, so hopefully that doesn't come, because that could really make a mess of things, but, you know, as you said, if it holds off till later in the day, it'd be nice.
Yeah, that's serious millage when we're talking 40. That's getting close to 2 inches. So from a track perspective, what do you do? Do you just hope it doesn't come and present as well as you can? Can you sort of guard against it at all or not really?
Not really. You've got to, you've got to start the day. You can't have a firm track to start the day. If the rain doesn't come, then you end up with a firm track for the day. So, we've got to start the day on a good four. So that's what I've prepared for. And we've got to see what happens from there.
All right, so good four. Penetrometer?
Penetrometer is 5.4, and the rail's out 3 metres. It's back from the 9-metre mark to the 3-metre mark in this meeting.
Okay, and just before we let you go, the Bendigo Cup's not too far away. Do you start to worry about what might happen today as a result of what's to come, or do you you've still got plenty of time to get it right?
Look, you do. You don't want to make a real mess of things today, and it's the way in that way. But as you said, we've got a bit of time still, and the recovery is quick at this time of the year. The track's got a really good surface on it, so I'm happy with the way it is. But as I said, it does recover quick at this time of the year.
Well, fingers crossed the rain doesn't come at 12 o'clock. It comes at 5:30. Good luck today, Bernard. We'll keep an eye on the sky.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Bernard Hopkins, track manager at Bendigo. So a bit of a watch and see, which might explain some of the scratchings that are going around in the fields today. Peter Galagotis is one of our favourites. He's got a couple just hanging on the line, just in case there were a couple of scratchings as well. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Going all right, thank you. How's things with your world?
Yeah, going okay. We had a good weekend. We won a couple of races. One we missed out on protest, but overall the team's ticking along nicely.
We like to hear that. We like to hear that for you and the team. It's a good team. Now, today, you've got an interesting day. You're waiting on a couple of opportunities, I think, with a couple of your runners. And one of those is in the third race, Captain Spud, who is in 19th in the field at the moment. There's, I think, 14 and I think 14 going around, the maximum size of the field, but it's favourite at the tab. So if you get a start, you're a massive chance. Do you reckon you'll get a start?
Well, I'm not sure. I wish I had the crystal ball, boys. I can give you that straight up info, but at the moment we're sweating on a run.
If in fact Captain Spud does get a run, would he be a firm favourite in your mind?
Look, he's a horse that's got good ability. Not sure of the wet though. That's going to be a concern. So it's going to be interesting what happens with this rain today. I heard you talking there just before with the curator, and I'm hoping that it holds off for everyone's sake, to be honest. But we can't control the gods, unfortunately.
No, not even us here in the Breakfast Club can control that, Pete, which is a bit surprising. We can do most things, but it's a bit of a surprise. We can't quite control that. But we're working on it. We'll do our best for you. What about race 6, number 10? You've got Miss 500, who I think we've spoken about a few times on the early mail. Second last time out, the fourth run back in today. Rock Hard fit, surely today we're a chance.
Yeah, look, a couple of things that I took out of her last run. I thought she was there to win. I was very confident. The McAvoy runner was too strong for us on the day, but I think there's I've tinkered with a little bit of gear here, guys, and I'm quietly confident that I can get the best out of her today, provided we don't get that rain, because she's, I don't think she's very, you know, very good on wet ground, or she, you know, she hasn't been exposed to wet ground, but the one time she did run on it, jockey reported she wasn't comfortable, so it's going to be an interesting equation. But tongue tie goes on, visors, and I'm quietly confident that she's in as good a headspace as I can have her. I thought she just might have choked up a little bit last start. She was on the bridle and travelling very strong and loomed in the race well, but just seemed to sort of get the wobbles on the corner. And the way she pulled up a bit, you know, puffy back in the flanks. And that's why tongue tie goes on. You know, hopefully if the breathing's right, I think, you know, I've always had an opinion of the horse anyway.
Maybe I need a tongue tie, Pete. I've been a bit puffy in the flanks for a little while as well.
It happens when you get a bit older, boys.
Yes, it does.
Hey, what you can do at 20, you can't do at 30, and what you can do at 30, you can't do at 40. So it gets worse when you get up to the range, doesn't it?
Does this 500 stop off at KFC too much as well, does it?
No, she's a light athletic sort of a horse, but in her past runs, she's always been out the back and off the bridle, but we've managed to sort of get her up and travelling better in her races, and I just thought she might have been just on the bridle a bit too strong, and hence she just sort of starved herself of oxygen a little bit, I think. And it's one of the cheapest gear changes in our code. You know, the tongue tie, I think a lot of horses suffer from it a little bit, you know, wind wise, and it just eliminates that factor and gives you the assurance that they're not going to choke down.
And it makes sense to me. It makes perfect sense. And your last runner today, Pete, race 7, number 17, is emergency at the moment, but we'll get a run with a couple of scratchings. So you're good to go there. What about Rock the Bowler? What are you going to do with Rock the Bowler today?
Yeah, well, look, his form's been faultless around the mile, but on synthetic tracks, you know, he's got an amazing record on synthetic tracks. And every time we've taken him to the grass, he just seems to find an excuse. So I'm hoping that we can you know, run a nice, solid race today. Like, the horse is a nice horse. He seems progressive, well-bred, cracking individual, and there's no reason why he can't run well today.
All right, so your best today, Pete? I think I know which one it's going to be, but which one's your best?
Oh, look, I like Miss 500. I think she steps out to a right distance range, and with those couple of gear changes, her runs have been very solid. Captain Spud's a very nice horse. Whether we see the best of him this prep, we might have to wait till the next prep, but he is a high-quality horse, I believe.
All right, so we'll take it. Miss 500, 650 in the early markets, and if Captain Spud gets a game, if he gets a game today, the skipper, he's $2.80 at tab.com.au. Good luck to you, Pete, as always. We wish you the best of luck. Always appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Mate, thanks for having us on, boys. Have a great day.
Will do. Peter Galagotis with a couple today. Race 6, number 10, 650. If Captain Spud gets a go, 280, he might want to play with that one as well. And Henry Dwyer's got a good runner in race 7 too, Irish Playboy. He was going to join us as well, but said, just have a bit of a look at race 7, number 10, Irish Playboy as well on the early mile. So a little bit of action today at Bendigo, but as you heard Bernard say, and also Pete, a little bit of buy beware with the rain and when that comes, what is to state of the track,
yes,
and how some of those runners handle it.
Well, he said lunchtime. So,
yeah, but I have lunch late, so that's not a bad thing. That can be 4 o'clock sometimes.
Yes, well, in this time, you can have it any time, really, can't you, in these times?
We'll get to the news. Johnny Bowden with the latest. Sherelle's going to join us very shortly. Johnny Ralph, looking forward to chatting to Ralphie about a bit of footy news. Simon Brookhouse from the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers in the NBL. Dan McStay and Jack Loney, all still to come on The Breakfast Club.